You're listening to WNRN, and in the WNRN studios are the Farewell Drifters. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
And we've got a quintet of able-bodied musicians here. Although you all came from different areas, I know the Britt Brothers grew up in Kentucky, but you all met in Nashville.
Yeah, that's where we all live now.
And so let's talk a little bit about people's backgrounds. It was kind of interesting for me to see that the two Britt brothers, Joshua and Clayton, grew up in a family that was familiar with traditional music for a long time, but it wasn't something that you all particularly favored initially.
No. We grew up going back about four or five generations of, you know, they played old-time music, and our father was, I think, our biggest influence, and he was into rock and roll, and we sort of rebelled against the old stuff.
And got back into traditional music.
Yeah, somewhat.
And then with you, Zach, you found your more acoustic roots when you moved to Tennessee and started going to school there.
Yeah, I got really into the kind of the singer-songwriter thing and acoustic music. And yeah, I just kind of gravitated towards it.
Well, Zach, how about if we just take an opportunity really quickly to introduce everybody's that here so I don't forget that part. So,
okay.
You're Zach.
I am Zach.
And
I'm the lead singer and I play rhythm guitar. And Clayton Britt over here is on the lead guitar and his brother Joshua Britt on the mandolin. And then we have Christian Suttlemeyer on the violin. And we have Dean Merrill on the upright bass.
And the initial forming of the Farewell Drifters was the three of you, Zach and Joshua and Clayton, and then the other fine folks joined later. What was the, you know, kind of the glue that held you all together? What made it you decide that you guys wanted to work together and play together?
Well, when Josh and I first met each other, we were both kind of playing, you know, he had just picked up the mandolin, and we kind of bonded, and we were talking, and we found out what we really had in common was that we both actually loved a lot of, like, the Simon and Garfunkel harmony and the Beach Boys harmony and that kind of stuff, and an emphasis on songwriting, and that kind of, we kind of bonded over that. That was kind of the glue that held us together.
And so harmony and old-time music and you're interested in acoustic music all came together, and you've been together in some form or another for about 4 years, and now comes the release of the new album, called Yellow Tag Mondays. Mm-hmm. It's your first national release.
Right.
Is it your first release overall?
No, we did kind of an under the radar indie release a couple years ago.
Well, let's hear something from this brand new album.
Okay.
Yellow Tag Mondays.
It's a song called Everyone Is Talking.
Shout it out loud. He's a man with his head in a cloud. You can't see if it's up or it's down. He don't know what's coming around. Change your tone, but the voice is the same. Always screaming out the same old refrain. They don't know if he's right or insane. No one listens, but he don't complain. Everyone is talking, everyone is singing the blues. Everyone is talking, everyone is saying it's true. Everyone is talking for two. Listen once and I'll tell you again. Better find out who's a foe or a friend. He says the world's gonna come to an end. If it's not, then let's just pretend. The earth is cold and the market crashed. Men and women run and stumble for cash. Try to figure out a way to relax. Wonder how long all this will last. Everyone is talking, everyone is singing the blues. Everyone is talking, everyone is saying it's true. Everyone is talking to two. talking to. Everyone is talking, everyone is talking to. Everyone is talking, everyone is talking for two.
WNRN with live music in the WNRN studios from the Farewell Drifters. They are cruising through the area, going to be playing Ashland Coffee and Tea tonight and playing Mockingbird Roots Music Hall on Friday. And glad to have them here. I just really like this new album, and especially that particular song. I always see the mark of a pretty decent songwriter when they get to do a nice little twist on an old phrase or tale or something. And of course, the talking for two, you're usually talking about eating for two. And it's kind of a nice way of talking about somebody, you know, being a bit of a blabbermouth. So how does the songwriting happen in this whole group? Zach, do you do most of the songwriting, or do you share that with Josh?
Josh and I do most of the writing separately and together. So we kind of, we'll either come up with something on our own and bring it to the band, or we usually take it to each other first. Even if I've written a complete song, I'll take it to Josh first, or he'll do the same. And we kind of, I don't know, that's kind of like the first step, is we show it to each other. And then if we dig it, we kind of take it to the band. And lately we've been helping each other finish our songs a lot. We've been doing a whole lot more writing together, so...
So when you end up finishing songs, what are you looking for from each other in terms of, is there lyrics that aren't done? Is there a melody that just isn't gelling? What is it that you're looking for help on?
We just have to like it.
Oh, you have to like it.
Both have to like it, yeah. We write different kind of music. And the ones that we like are the ones that, we both kind of like. Different perspectives, I guess.
Yeah, sometimes I'll come and I'll need a bridge, or, you know, there'll be a certain part of a song that I don't have quite right yet. Or sometimes I'll come with a finished song and Josh will want to change something or add something. And, you know, to me, he'll be changing the part that I thought was the weakest part of the song, but I thought I could let it slide because I liked the rest of it. And then he'll fix that part for me.
We've got the Farewell Drifters live in the WNRN studio. They've got a brand new album out called Yellow Tag Mondays. They're playing tonight at Ashland Coffee and Tea outside of Richmond, and they're playing Friday at Mockingbird Ridge Music Hall in Stanton. Well, one of the things that's really interesting to me about this band is part of the instrumentation. It's kind of reminiscent of a bluegrass band, except there's no banjo. Yeah. Was that intentional to kind of step slightly to the right or the left of the bluegrass lineup, or this was just the most comfortable grouping and this just works?
Well, it just works. I didn't grow up listening to any of that stuff and still don't only listen to that at all, and I think it's just I started playing the mandolin just because I had one. weren't trying to fit into any genre or anything.
So what do you listen to?
Sort of the same what Zach was talking about. We listen to a lot of old music, a lot of 60s pop, and then I listen to some just different things. We all listen to different things. I listen to a lot of new music, indie music, and but I think our biggest influences are just people that sing harmony and people that write songs that we like.
Yeah. Well, how about if you show us all your instrumental side of the band?
Sure, sure.
What are you going to do for us next?
This one's called I've Got Your Heart in My Hand and I'm Gonna Squeeze.
live music in the WNRN studios with the Farewell Drifters. They've got a brand new effort out, just came out last week, as a matter of fact, called Yellow Tag Mondays. And they're going to be playing at Ashland Coffee and Tea tonight and Mockingbird Reach Music Hall on Friday. Well, many, many happy returns to Central Virginia, gentlemen. And thank you so much for coming in to the WNRN studios this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.